props.
Yeah, boy!
One of the biggest challenges in prop building is the creation of a normal person or animal that is commonly seen in real life. Monsters and demons allow for quite a bit of wiggle room since they don't really exist and there's no actual standard to compare them to. The only valid challenge to the authenticity of such an artwork would be, "That's not how I picture them. I imagine them looking like this." You can make a werewolf look like pretty much anything, but if you try to make a dog from scratch, so to speak, only a sculptor with real talent and experience in the creation of dogs will produce something that doesn't look like it escaped from a cartoon. If the prop builder's sculpting skills aren't up to the task, the mission becomes finding pre-made pieces, within budget, to build upon and modify until they look right. Oftentimes, when funds are tight, it all comes down to ingenuity. Cambridge, Ohio haunter Art Hayes, aka Death Wraith, was inspired by the zombie guard dog animatronic sold at thehorrordome.com. Professional-grade animatronics, however, are outrageously expensive, and Art really wanted that vicious, snarling, lunging dog, so he did what home haunters do, looked around for spare parts and materials to cobble together his own version on the cheap. First order, a dog body. For this, he had that old reliable home haunt version of the taxidermy form, the animated lawn reindeer, which he'd bought on clearance after last Christmas and stashed away for just such a project. He removed the small electric motor and shortened the reindeer's neck to a more dog-like length, and removed the stops from the legs so they were loosely jointed and would move freely. Next came the mechanism for the lunging action. Looking at various pneumatic prop websites for inspiration, he settled on an asymmetrical four-bar mechanism that would keep the body level in the resting position and then launch it forward and angle it upward when activated. The four-bar was made from scrap 2x4 and 1x2 lumber and anchored to a wooden baseboard, and the wire frame of the reindeer body was mounted to the top bar. A pneumatic cylinder was mounted to the base and four-bar to drive the lunging action, while a smaller cylinder was mounted to the top bar and connected to the movement rod in the reindeer's head. Now, instead of slowly moving from side to side, the head could violently thrash under pneumatic control. The solenoids and airlines were secured to the base, and the action framework was complete. Now the difficult part, making this wood and wire skeleton look like a dog. Art lacked the sculpting chops to create a believable dog head, but had purchased a toy stuffed dog at a yard sale that had a head appropriately sized for an adult dog. The puppy-sized body, however, had nowhere near enough fur to cover the entire reindeer frame, so he wrapped the body and legs with black plastic and shrank it with a heat gun. The fur from the stuffy was pieced out strategically on the dog's paws, belly, and back, and the head, which already contained a styrofoam head form, fit over the reindeer head frame. On the heat-shrunk plastic skin, Great Stuff foam was smeared on with gloves to yield a bumpy, corroded-looking surface which was painted black and touched with red, creating a diseased, scabby look. The fur was matted with silicone to complete the mangy, unhealthy look, and a heavy-looking chain was attached around the dog's neck and secured to the wall. To control the action, Art made a simple 4-channel keybanger-type prop controller designed by fellow forum haunter T-Straub. A soundtrack was added, and the controller was programmed to make the dog lunge forward, apparently brought up short by the leash, and the head violently thrashed and jerked back and forth to the sound of snarling and barking. Needless to say, being made of wire and wood, unlike the steel-framed animatronics used in pro haunts, this prop is much less durable and had a few structural breaks over the 3 nights it was employed. But such is the beauty of the home haunt. The prop doesn't have to last an entire season and endure thousands of cycles, and it was cheap to begin with, so one breaks out the zip ties, duct tape, and JB Weld, and soldiers on. With its diseased, burned-looking body, the dog reminds me a bit of the nightmare hellhounds from the movie Dreamscape. An interesting detail about its appearance is that it looks nothing like the usual lunging dog seen in haunt catalogs. Since the head came from a stuffed toy, it doesn't have the vicious, wolf-like Doberman or Rottweiler look traditionally sported by such props. It looks like a dog that was once cute and playful, a beloved, floppy-eared family pet, for example, gone horribly wrong. The thrashing head movement really sells the illusion and makes the animal look savage. For next year, he plans to at least add some teeth and perhaps add a snapping jaw mechanism. Obviously, beefing up the structural elements would be a good priority, but for now, this best friend turned foe stands as testimony to what a little dogged determination can do with a few dollars and some scrap materials. You too can contemplate this cantankerous canine on both Haunt Forum and Halloween Forum under the name Death Wraith. On Haunt Forum, it's in the Prop How To's section. Good boy, Death Wraith. Yeah, such a good boy. This malevolent mongrel is truly off the chain. I am not worthy.
Podcast.
Haunting Halloween and horror.